Shalom, this is Nitza Moshe from Remnant Remedy, hosting today's Remnant Mama Show, where we are living and learning a restoration lifestyle here on the Hebrew Nation radio station. Today, we are going to begin discussing more in detail how to use the basic oils that we've included in our Remedy Chest 1 or our basic first aid kit. And today, we have Remnant Mama Posey Salem with us from SeekTheAncientPath.com, where she's going to share information more in detail from a booklet that she's written on the 12 ways to use these oils, and she'll tell us more about that in a few minutes. Shalom, Posey, are you there?
Hey, shalom.
Awesome. Okay, we are featuring the Remedy Chest number 1. Sometimes we refer to it as Kit 1, and we have picked 10 essential oils that we think are the most important or most used for building up a Remnant Remedy Chest for basic first aid. However, when you purchase the kit, you save approximately more than 10%, and you get a free extra oil, which we're going to add, which is lemon. And you also get a free carrying case. So this is a good way to save money and to get started on your Remnant Remedy Chest. And first we want to discuss, we're going to go through the singles, what we call single oils. That means they're not mixed with anything else. We'll talk about the blends on the next show. And again, remember blends, there's really two definitions sometimes on blends. A blend can be one single oil mixed with a carrier oil, or it could be more than one essential oil with or without a carrier oil, and it's just blended. And when we have more than one essential oil mixed with another, we also call it a synergy, because when you put them together, they work better and more efficiently than when they are just by themselves. So do you want to tell us a little bit about the booklet that you've written that you get when you order a Remnant Remedy Chest?
Sure. When I started to write this book, it originally was a project that I was going to give to my children who have the essential oils, but they just don't use them because they're like, Mom, we don't know what to do with them. You have to understand, my children are young adults. They're in their 20s. So I started putting together information for them from the point of view that they knew nothing about essential oils. And one thing led to another, and I just kept adding information. And now it's more than a 50-page booklet. So this is a really great grouping of information for people who are new to essential oils or who have just gotten started with them. Basic information, talk about the different ways that you can actually use essential oils safely and how to store them, methods of application. There's different ways that they can be used. You can apply them to the skin. You can do inhalation therapy. You can take them, some of them internally. There's lots of different ways. And even among each of those categories, there's different ways. And so that information is included. Then I went through, I talked a little bit about the different carrier oils, the most common ones, the important information about the carrier oil that we carry at Remnant Remedy is the fractionated coconut oil, because it has an indefinite shelf life. And the shelf life for some of the other carrier oils, some of them could only be 9 months. They do go rancid, but the fractionated coconut oil that we have through Remnant Remedy is indefinite shelf life. It does not go rancid. So that's something really important
now, let's
to know.
That that's if it's properly cared for, you know, and it's not left out in the heat or overheated. And that's the same with most all of the oils.
And with the cap off. Yeah. And so I do address the proper way to store these so that you have a longer life with them. I also talk about each individual oil and give some basic information about them, what they can be used for, what they blend with, what other blends in Remnant Remedy family they are incorporated in. And along with all of that, I go down the list for each oil and I give 12 easy ways to use that oil or that oil blend. And so altogether, there's more than 140 ways that you can use these essential oils just in this very basic first kit. And that's enough to really get you started and be able to incorporate the use of these oils for your family, for your home, for your health and well-being. More than 144 ways, you can't go wrong. There's lots of things that you can do with it. And some people feel that buying the kit's an investment, and it is. It's an investment in your family's health and in your well-being. And so now you're going to have some equipment to know what to do with it and how to start getting rid of some of those chemicals that are in your home that you've been using for a multitude of cleaning purposes and other purposes. You can start to eliminate them now once you have these essential oils and some of this information. And you can start making things in your home to replace those chemicals.
Right.
So that's
some
of the information in the booklet.
And most of the time, they're less expensive, and they're much healthier for you. And
absolutely.
We want the listeners to also remember that there is a 40-page mini reference guide, a PDF guide, at remnantremedy.net. But what Posey has done is she's gone into detail on just these 11 oils. And remember, if you want to build your remedy chest and help support Hebrew Nation Radio, go to the Hebrew Nation Radio store and click on the store and go down to Health and Wellness and then click on Remnant Remedy. And so let's get started with the first single oil. Well, first let's review the 10 oils plus the one that's in this kit. They are Breathe Easy, Cypress, Freedom Plus, Gentle Healer, Lavender, Oregano, Peppermint, Purify Blend, Relief Blend, Spice Traders Blend, and the lemon, which we will include the pressed. If you would like distilled, just contact us and we'll give you the distilled instead. The distilled will last longer on the shelf. Lemon and some of the citrus oils will go, they lose their potency after about 2 to 3 years. Lemon and some of the citrus oils will lose their potency about 2 to 3 years. However, most people use the citrus oils so quickly that it's not an issue. In fact, I order my oils in 1 ounce bottles that I use a lot because I just use them on a daily basis. So let's start with cypress. Cypress, I was never familiar with until a couple of years ago when I had carpal tunnel. And I also discovered that it was great for bleeding. It's a very, as far as oils go, essential oils, it's one of the least expensive oils. It assists in circulation. And it's like an adaptogen. If you need to stop bleeding, it helps that. And if you at the same time need circulation, it helps in the opposite direction. So it adapts to that. It's the same with mucus if you're using it in relation to that. It can assist with diarrhea, tightening the tissues, nerve, viruses, cold, thyroid dysfunction. It helps to give energy and circulation through the lungs and the body, helps strengthen your blood capillary, and the list goes on. But I think the main thing off the top of my head when I think about it is it can help stop bleeding from the gums or any cut. And I just automatically think, you know, it tightens tissues, it helps drain the lymphatic system, and I'm going to remember it for blood. And it is mentioned in scripture at least 5 times. Sometimes we refer to the oils and how they're in the scriptures, and there are examples of their being used. The temple that Solomon built had cypress and cedar in it, and with the walls and the flooring. So those are things that we look at when we look at the oils, because it was a precedence in the scriptures that they were used. It has emotional uses, and we won't go into those because we're just focusing on first aid right now. So, Posey, do you want to talk about some of the particular ways that you can use this wonderful oil called cypress?
Okay, but before I forget, I haven't even shared this with you because it happened right before Sukkot. This is a way to use cypress oil with chickens. Sorry,
oh,
I'm the chicken
the
mama
chicken
if
mama.
You all didn't know that. But seriously, because of the climate where I live, I think that I have struggled with, and this new property that we're on, I have struggled since the spring and all through the summer with my chickens having mites. I have used and tried everything that's out there and done things on a monthly basis, everything that I know to do, and I still had them. And I was so frustrated, and I could tell the mites were irritating my poor chickens' vents, and that's the place where the egg comes out. And I was just frustrated, and I knew that they needed some relief, and I didn't know what else to do. So I whine to Father sometimes. I pray, but I sort of mutter and whine about things. But bless him, you know, he puts up with me, and he'll give me an answer. And it was a few days before Sukkot, I was telling my husband about this problem. And he's like, we have tried everything. I just can't. What else can we do? And I said, honestly, Avi, I think that I ought to take one of those infused oils that I have, and the one that I used had chickweed in it. And I said, and mix it with an essential oil and just swab their vent and their backside with it. And he's like, go for it, Posey. Notice he didn't offer to help me, though, you know. I stood at my essential oils, and I'm like, which one do I pick? And I'm just looking them over and looking them over, and I just really felt like Father drew me to the cypress. So that's the one that I picked. And I would take some drops of the infused carrier oil and a couple of drops of cypress, and I had a cotton ball, and I just, you know, dipped it in that and swabbed around their vent. And I think I did almost 30 chickens a day before Sukkot. Then we left and I came home. Probably took me a couple of days to get out there and check them, but I was looking at them and I was amazed, totally amazed. There were no mites and their vents were healing. And some of them, the vents had already healed. And all of this after maybe 6 months of having grief and trouble and sores. And now they're getting better, and it's all because of the cypress oil. So
well,
for those of you
go.
Who don't have chickens, for those of you who don't have chickens, I'll give you some ways to use it on your own self.
We do have dogs that have mites, and sometimes mites are just part of life. Now, here's an example that I believe that every time there's a sickness or something wrong, like with mites, that it's an opportunity to thank and praise Yahweh and seek Him for an answer. We have to take a break now, but we'll be right back after this short message.
Have you wanted to start a Remnant Remedy chest and be prepared but didn't know where to start? Remnant Remedy has made it easy for you with our Remnant Remedy Chest number 1, which is a basic first aid starter kit of 10 essential oils. When you purchase our 15-mil kit, you will receive one free additional oil and a carrying case. Check out our Remedy Chest number 1 by going to the Hebrew Nation Radio Store. Don't forget to download our free 40-page PDF reference guide to go along with your Remedy Chest. And when you place your order, we will send you Posey Salem's booklet on 12 ways to use each oil. Remember, your purchase helps support your family's health and this radio station's ministry.
Welcome back to the Remnant Mama Show. This is Nitza Moshe with Posey Salem as we are discussing the Remnant Remedy Chest number 1, which is a basic first aid kit. And today we're beginning to discuss the single oils that are included in the kit. And remember, when you order the kit, you get one free carrying case, a free essential oil of lemon, and you get Posey's over 50-page booklet on the details and examples of how you can use each of the oils. Now, I do want you to talk a little bit about, you know, cats are a little more sensitive, and so we need to be careful on some of the oils that we use on them in particular.
Yeah, I have done some studying about applying essential oils to animals, and it seems that the animal that is the most, it'd be the last animal that you would want to use essential oils on. In my family, I try not to use essential oils on them, is the cats, the felines. There is something about their metabolism and their body makeup that they can't handle essential oils. And for sure, absolutely, you never want to use Melaleuca or tea tree oil on a cat unless you're planning on getting rid of your cat and have it die because that's what's going to happen. They just can't handle it, and they will die very quickly. It's interesting. You know, I have two cats. And both of them aren't fond of the smell of essential oils, but my female is especially, seems to be sensitive to fragrance of any sort. But for sure, if she's sitting on my lap and I'm petting her and she's all purring and happy, and I decide to open up an essential oil bottle, she is off my lap in like lightning. She gets one little whiff of the oil as I'm unscrewing the cap, and she's out of here, man. She's clear on the other side of the house. Okay. I think she knows internally that it's not good for her, and so she's gone. I have used lavender very sparingly on my cats, and I've been fine. In fact, I just had to do it this week because I found a tick on my male cat, and I usually use essential oils if we have a tick situation around here. And I knew that the thyme oil that you recommend to use to get the ticks to back out was going to be too volatile, and the mildest oil is lavender, and so that's what I used. And I was able to get a drop onto the tick, and I could tell that it didn't back out, but I was able to take it out, and the whole thing came out in one piece, and my cat's been fine ever since.
I was just going to say, that's something, you know, a lot of times, almost all of the oils, I think, are to some degree antibacterial, antiviral, and maybe antifungal. And so a lot of times, you may not have the oil that you think you need, but another oil will do it. And in a lot of situations, you might want to stop and think, which oil is more gentler than another? Because sometimes you want to take the gentle approach, while other times, you know, you want to come out with the big guns, like with oregano oil, depending on what you're dealing with. So you really have to, you know, have common sense about your approach.
And I think that applies to children as well. What maybe we're real comfortable doing for ourselves and for other adults, when we're talking about children, and particularly toddlers and infants, we really want to take the gentle approach.
Absolutely.
And use the gentler oil. But yeah, when we're talking about cats, felines, we just really need to try and avoid the essential oils. And about the only oil that I will use on my cats is lavender. And if I can dilute it with a carrier oil, you know, so much the better. But I can tell you that they just really don't like essential oils. And I can't even hardly catch them to use it on them. So the recommendation is to use hydrosils, which is a byproduct of the distillation process. And they are milder, but they're much more difficult to get your hands on. And so I just tend to use something else for my felines then. I've used essential oils on the dog for sure, and I use it on the chickens. And you have some information about using for horses, and you've used it on the goats. And I know that lots of people have had good success using it with their livestock.
Right, or even dogs, especially when you're dealing with feet, et cetera. So, and we just had a praise report come in this week. This is not in the kit. However, we do have a product, an oil blend called I See You, and it's for the eyes. It's one of the very few that you can use topically on the eyelid. And we had someone who had been dealing with 2 years with a dog whose eyes were matted and pussy, and within 5 days, the film on the eye and the pus and the stuff was going away, so they couldn't even tell the difference between the two eyes.
And you just sent that information to me, and I was really excited because the type of dog that we have, which is a Shih Tzu, they are notorious for getting eye infections.
Right.
And Simon has had them in the past. In fact, he had one so bad that we had to have surgery on one of his eyes. And I read that information, and I got really excited, and I'm just letting you know that I am planning on ordering some and using it on him, and I'm expecting great results as well, because that's what we get with the Remnant brand essential oils, is great results. So what are some of the things that you can do with cypress? It's for coughs and colds and flu and laryngitis. You can use it in a diffuser, a cool mist nebulizer, room diffuser. If you don't have something like that, you can put it in a carrier oil and rub it on your hands. Hold your hands up over your mouth and your nose and breathe deeply. You can breathe straight out of the bottle. You can rub it onto the chest with a carrier oil, massage it into the chest. You can use it for varicose veins and spider veins, massaging a few drops neat right onto a spider vein, or if you've got a larger varicose vein that would take more drops, you would just take a few drops and mix them with a carrier oil and just massage it along the vein line on a regular basis, and it might provide you some relief. It's also really good to decongest the lymphatic system and to help boost the immune system. And what you can do there is you mix about a teaspoon of carrier oil and 2 drops of cypress together. And when you're doing this kind of mixing in your hand, the recommendation is that you pour that carrier oil into your non-dominant hand. And I'm a right-handed person, so that means I put it in my left hand. I put my drops of the essential oil on top of the carrier oil. Then in a clockwise motion, I mix the two together with my right hand, my dominant hand. I know that sounds ridiculous, and why are we going through all that? We're doing that because these essential oils have a frequency. Yahweh gave them a frequency when he created them, when he created the plant, and they hold that frequency when they become essential oils. And we don't want to mess with the frequency. And so by mixing in this manner, in this fashion, in a clockwise motion, it helps the oils to retain their frequency. And that's important. And so after you've mixed it, then you just want to massage it in the lymph node areas of the body, under the armpit, under the jawline, on the neck, in the groin areas. And this will help to boost your immune system and help to decongest the lymphatic system. Believe it or not, some people don't perspire, and I had a son that didn't, and it was amazing. You know, he was a very active, very athletic young man, but he didn't sweat. The other guys would be covered in sweat, you know, out in 100-degree weather doing sporting things, and he'd be dry as a bone. There was something wrong with that. It's not normal. And it bothered him that he didn't sweat because everybody noticed it, of course, you know. And we knew that there wasn't something, that this wasn't right. So we started using essential oils. And cypress is one that you can use to help the body change and adapt so that it will be able to clear out those toxins through the sweat glands. And after, I would say, probably 4 or 6 months of using essential oils, he started to sweat. And he said, he told me recently, he goes, Mom, you remember how I didn't used to sweat? And I'm like, yes. He goes, well, guess what? I'm soaking wet now. And he's really happy about it because it does help your body to cool down when you're out working in the heat, or, you know, you're working out anytime your core body temperature increases. And so it's one of the ways that your body helps to cool down. And so if you are a person or you know someone who is in this situation where they're not perspiring, and when we perspire, we also eliminate toxins from our body. And so this is really important for your health. Cypress oil would be something that you could use. And there again, I would do the same thing. I would just mix it with some carrier oil and apply it under the arms. Just keep doing it. And eventually, I think Benjamin probably also did some cleansings on his system, but he's definitely improved by 1,000%, because this was a child that perspired not at all, and now he does. So that's another use for the cypress oil. You can use it. It's antibacterial, antimicrobial, and antiseptic. So you can mix it in hand soap. Instead of buying that antibacterial chemical stuff that's available in the stores, you can buy liquid Castile soap like Dr. Bronner's, and just put about 10 drops of the cypress oil into the soap and shake it up. And there you have antibacterial, antimicrobial, natural hand soap that you can use.
It truly is antibacterial. A lot of people don't realize that the antibacterial soaps that are out there, they supposedly, from what I read, don't really kill bacteria. What they do is they stun them temporarily. So not to mention the chemical reaction that your bodies can get from them. I know that my hands break out when I use them. And so those are, you know, we're always looking for an alternative that's natural and healthy to things that we're using out there.
Just to let you know, I have plans. I've actually started on working on this show, but I am going to be doing a show on what we can do for natural cleaners and detergents and soaps and things in our home so that we're not buying this chemical stuff that's out there. And I am specifically going to be talking about the hazards of using these antibacterial dish soap, hand soaps that's available on the market. So that's a future Remnant Mama show that I'm going to be doing in the next month or so.
Let me remind you that Ms. Posey was a safety engineer, so this is kind of in your background and training.
We're all about the safety in this house. My husband is an industrial hygienist. If you don't know what that is, it has to do with occupational health. I'm a safety engineer, and so we're both like right on that page. Our poor children, you know, had to put up with two parents that were safety always, you know, like, oh,
right.
God, you guys are so overdone, they used to say. But it comes in handy. So, yeah, is there anything else that you want to know about cypress? You can use it for cold sores. You have a cold sore, you can just put a drop neat right on the cold sore. There's plenty of other essential oils you can use, but as Nisa said earlier, if you only have one with you that day and you've got a cold sore starting, this is one that you can use.
And I just, for me, cypress in my mind, I just remember it as the adaptogen for fluids, whether it's blood or lymphatic, maybe even mucus and circulation. And so, you know, if you need it to stop up or if you need it to flow, it's just one of those oils to think of as cypress. And it's an inexpensive oil that does the job.
Well, as you can see, we are going into detail on each oil that's in the basic first aid remedy chest kit number one. We have just gotten through the first single, cypress, and we will continue this week and the following weeks on more information, in particular on the oils and the basic first aid kit, with more details on how you can use them. Let your garments be always white and let your head lack no shimmin. Shalom.